thank you for listening.
Six Music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Rustle of naked branches, the odd birdie, the sighing of a motorway, and the slurp of a British cup of tea. Ah. All signals the fact that I'm home. Let me close my window. I'm home. Last week I was in Barcelona, and I'm very happy to say that finishing with the little noise gig that we did for Joe Wiley last week, Elbow have finished touring for the year. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. I've actually had a few days rest, a few days in my pyjamas with Mrs. Badger, feeling all the better for it. I'm pre-recording the show on a beautiful, cold, bright, wintry day here in North Manchester. And yeah, that was Crush by the Smashing Pumpkins from the album Gish. It was album of the week last Wednesday on Six Music, and I was really glad of hearing some of those old songs, so I thought I'd play that one again. Pretty little number, isn't it? All sorts for you this week. A couple of really good emails that I'm going to read in full. We'll have a visit from the Beckopedia as normal. She'll be educating us this week on a very special character from history where string arrangements are concerned. What else shall we do? Oh, another Criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. And other than that, I've just chosen loads of songs that I hope you'll appreciate on the wintry night that you listen to the show, or the wintry day. I know a lot of you listen to the programme on the iPlayer. I know a lot of you are flung across the globe as well. And I get lots of emails saying how it brings people home listening to this programme, which is something I'm very proud of. I'm very happy to be home. I'm going to kick off now with a song by Spiritualized from, I think, their greatest work, Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. I was really pleased when Elbow were making the first version of their first album, which actually never got released because we were dropped before it came out. But we made it again and made it better. But anyway, we were working at Bath Moles and we were really thrilled to find out that the album you're about to hear a snippet of was made in Bath Moles. We sort of felt the energy of that recording session while we were making our record. The song I'm going to play is Broken Heart. It's a really exquisite thing. I'm going to play all 6 minutes 40 of it, and I'm going to dedicate it to anyone who has a broken heart this December. It's always a little bit harder to be broken hearted in the winter time. Not as much sunshine, you see. Make sure you separate your feelings of loneliness, if you are brokenhearted, from any feelings of just this time of year, of it being dark and it being cold and sometimes being quite miserable. It isn't miserable today as it goes. It's very beautiful while I'm making this show. But I'm going to play this song because it's perfect Sunday night music. This is Broken Heart by the amazing Spiritualized. Happy Sunday, everyone. magical, sad and majestic, beautiful music from Spiritualized. That was Broken Heart. If you don't own the album, ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space, then that's the best advert to go and buy it, I think. Buy it, I said, not download it illegally. You know the score. Duncan Beatty has been in touch about the Buddha of Suburbia, which was the David Bowie song I played from the soundtrack of the TV play of the same name. He says, "Dear Guy, great to hear your dulcet tones again after your brief absence from the digital airwaves, and great to hear you playing the Buddha of Suburbia, a song I instantly loved when it was first released, and I still have the single somewhere in the outer reaches of the Western spiral arm of my amazing and expanding CD collection. I've not seen the TV series either, but I do remember some of the trailers for it, so some of my imagery for the song probably comes from there. I pick up on different lines. Screaming along in South London, and day after day after day, Englishmen going insane. I have an image of 20-somethings hanging out of car windows, screaming and laughing wildly at the seemingly endless mundanity of the London suburbs." He then goes on to say, "I've just remembered something that happened around the time this was released that is tied up with it for me. One of my best mates, John from Bristol, who is a very talented sculptor and inventive engineer, was working on a building project in Manchester, the Manchester Buddhist Centre. A whole bunch of us fellow Bristolians were driving up to an event in Liverpool and he wanted to join us. We worked out that the easiest way was for him to get a train to East Runcorn from where we'd pick him up. Unfortunately, our timing was a bit off and by the time we got there, he'd been waiting for the best part of an hour. Not being a man who tolerates mundanity well, by the time he was fizzing with outrage and incomprehension at the dullness of his surroundings. As we pulled away from the station, he hung himself out of the car window and screamed at the top of his voice, 'Stop it, all of you, stop living in East Runcorn.' I'm sure David would understand. Love, Duncan Beatty." Thanks very much, Duncan. Loved your email enough to give you a rewind on that tune. Here's David Bowie and the Buddha of Suburbia.
Living in lies by the railway line, pushing the hair from my eyes. Elvis is English and climbs the hills, can't tell the bullshit from the lies. Screaming along in South but ready
Great, I love it. I love the way that that tune suddenly collapses at the end. Like they had a really good time recording it and just decided to leave it as is. It's almost like they left it on a high. They didn't write an ending for it. They just let it do its thing till it stopped. I love it. Right, let's have some Beatles. This is probably one of my favourite Beatles tunes. It's off Revolver, and it's the drums, it's the groove, and it's the sort of seagully noises as well, I don't know. It reminds me of Elbow's drummer, Richard Jupp, doing quite a sort of weird dance with no top on when he was about 18, which I think is when the first time I heard the song. Here it is, for our Jupp, this is Tomorrow Never Knows.
Keaveney Breakfast Show.
We're collecting strap lines for the show. We've got Keep Up the Work, we've got Better Than Nothing. Paul Sanderson's show strapline is Sean Keaveney, tolerable almost every morning. Not too funny, that's right. That was a genuine remark from a listener's girlfriend. I like the Six Music Breakfast Show, it's not too funny. But I've got a really good one as well. Six Music Breakfast Show, it may get worse before it gets better.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
Insert strapline here
on BBC Radio.
Six. Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Now then, ever heard of Henry MacLeod Robertson? How about Lord Rockingham? These were the birth name and alias of the musician, bandleader, music director and composer who eventually became known as Harry Robinson. His first big break was as bandleader on the original teen music show 6-5 Special, where his ability to skip between pop, jazz and skiffle demonstrated his musical versatility. Other shows followed, such as Oh Boy, and TV specials for Garland, Minnelli and the Beatles, as well as work on West End musicals and even his own daft one-hit wonder, Hoots Mon. All of this work, while diverse, was mainstream, bordering on light entertainment, and there he would have comfortably remained throughout the 70s and beyond, working as he did with the likes of Vince Hill and the Spinners, but for one astounding piece of writing. Why producer Joe Boyd picked him to arrange Nick Drake's Riverman is a mystery, but it turned out to be a truly inspired choice. It's impossible now to imagine this exquisite song without the gentle ebb and flow of rich strings that carry it along. His composition is more than mere accompaniment. It grows and develops into a dialogue with the vocals and enriches every note of Nick Drake's delicate voice. Who knew that the man who was also responsible for composing a terrifying number of Hammer horror film soundtracks could be capable of such an outpouring of sheer beauty? And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believed. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan for light of time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows all night shows in summertime. Said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, she lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they
string arrangement by the great Harry Robinson, who I'd never heard of before the Beckopedia turned us on to that fact. That was Nick Drake and Riverman. More fascinating facts from that wonderful creature next week. This next song is a beautiful, if eerie, little lullaby from Danny Kaye. He sang it in the Hans Christian Andersen film that he was in. It's called Inchworm, and Mrs. Badger loves it very much, so do I. In fact, I'd not heard it for years, and then the Beckopedia recommended it. And in the same week, I heard my good friend Jimmy Goodwin playing it on the radio as well. So it turned up twice and made its way back into my record collection. Here is Danny Kaye and Inchworm.
You'll probably go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigold. Seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are. You and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far. Inchworm, measuring the marigold, seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are.
Two and two are four. Four and four are eight.
Seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are.
Great, eh? Do you know what I mean about eerie at the same time as being comforting? That was Danny Kaye and Inchworm. Our featured artist this week is The Verve. I have so many memories connected with the band, and I've been lucky enough by this point in my life to have met two members of the band. I met Cy, the bass player. I met him when, on a project we were both working on, Kathy Davies' album, some years ago. Quite the raconteur, Cy. He told me a lot of stories, one of which I'll share with you later on. But the band were really important to us, to all the members of Elbow, particularly their A Northern Soul, that record. That's really something special. But we'll talk about that later on. I remember when Urban Hymns was released, they had a playback party at the Roadhouse in Manchester where all the band used to work. I remember everybody waiting with bated breath. It was the first time that anyone had heard any of the record. And I was particularly knocked out by this tune. This is the one, I think, that nods back to previous albums the most from Urban Hymns. Quite a lot of it, if I'm honest, was a little bit lost on me, but this tune in particular sort of grabbed me and made me think, another gem from them boys. Calling your album Urban Hymns, by the way, is pretty cocky, and I don't think I've got that kind of nerve. But anyway, here they are, here's the Verve, and this beautiful number is called Catching the Butterfly. think man of the match on that tune, as with the one I'm going to play in the second hour, goes to Nick McCabe. That was Catching the Butterfly by The Verve. He's an incredible guitarist, really, really inventive, and I think their sort of soaring, reaching, angsty edge comes from his style of playing. Anyway, that was The Verve, and we'll hear from him again in the second hour of the programme. Here's a lovely little tune from Nancy Elizabeth. It's her version of The Smiths' Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. She does it great justice, I feel.
Good times for a change. You see the look I have, can make a good woman bad. So please, 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 let me.
Nancy Elizabeth and her version of Please Please Let Me Get What I Want. I was inspired to play that tune by Claire Webster, who sent me an email this week. She says, "You're gradually playing the soundtrack to my life. You're unravelling a thread of nostalgia that is pulling me back to Manchester. I've had to play a lot of Morrissey as an antidote." Now, Claire. Anyway, that's what inspired me to play that tune. I love Morrissey. What's up with you? She then goes on to say, and this is a show I made a couple of weeks ago, that I played Penguin Cafe Orchestra, which reminds her of the time that she worked in Manchester at a clothes shop called Akimbo. Stiflingly hot and claustrophobic place, but right in the heart of everything that was going on in the city. "You might not remember," she says, "it was 1989, pre-bomb, pre-vast redevelopment. We played the Penguin Cafe Orchestra over and over it, and it reminds me of hot, high summer's afternoons, reading poetry under the counter, no customers, pulling down the shutters at the end of the day and heading for Corbière's just off St Anne's Square." I love Corbière's. It's a little subterranean wine bar off St Anne's Square. And in fact, when Laura Marling played in Manchester recently, I took her down to that there wine bar, Claire, so I do know it. And I worked it out, and in 1989, of a Saturday afternoon, a 15-year-old me was putting cheese in baked potatoes of a Saturday afternoon, 200 yards away from where you were working at the French Window Cafe, which was in the Corn Exchange. The building is still there, but it's now called the Triangle, and they redeveloped the inside of it, and it's all modern and, well, and shit, actually, if I'm honest. Claire goes on to say, "We played Gabriel Yared's soundtrack from the film Betty Blue as well. It has a similar effect and it time shifts me back to Manchester. Imagine if you've heard it, but just in case, Zorg and Betty?" Well, I played Zorg and Betty and you wouldn't believe how it's dated, Claire. It'd sound quite out of place on the programme. So I'm going to play one off the soundtrack that doesn't sound quite so dated. It's not Zorg and Betty, it's Betty et Zorg. There you go. Thanks very much for your email, Claire. It goes on quite a while, and right at the end she says her 8-year-old loves Angela Surf City by the Walkmen, which is another excuse to play that tune, but I have been playing them quite a lot recently. I might have to give it a rest. Anyway, here for you now, and thanks for your email, Claire, is Betty et Zorg from Gabriel Yared's soundtrack to Betty Blue. Thank you. Yeah, Gabriel Yard's soundtrack to Betty Blue, and that's Betty A. Zorg. I must say, that takes me back to living with my old mate Matt, my old mate Alan. Not too far from here, many, many moons ago even. Matt used to play it all the time. But time flies, doesn't it? I can't believe it's 2 years since this song was released by Gravenhurst. 2 years, I can't believe it. It's called Trust and it's great and it sounds like this.
Don Letts.
I'm Will Dub and Reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now.
We have the drive and time on our hands.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done, and I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle, Saturday into Sunday, then your Sunday into Monday, with Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio, from midnight on 6 Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna. We'll be right back.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Oh, ways of where the land is low is, where the bones are shown.
Was Love Dog by TV on the Radio from the album Dear Science. A big favourite of the band. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, this might be. Something else that's sort of happened in the last couple of months that keeps resonating with me is REM splitting up and doing it in such a graceful manner as well. Why aren't bands allowed to split up? It's crazy, isn't it? It's like, we don't feel we can do any more together, so we're going to stop. We're still friends. We love what we've done. Just time to say goodbye, that's all. I'm really, really full of admiration for the way they did it. And it's making me want to listen to all their old music, as I'm sure it is the rest of the nation. So I've played quite a few REM tunes on the past few shows. This one is fantastic and has one of my favourite lyrics of Michael Stipe's in there. It's furious balancing. It's furious balancing. Just those three words is that amazing image of somebody on a tightrope. I don't know what I love about it. I suppose that when you think about balancing, usually you think about treading softly and carefully and concentrating. The use of the word furious gives you that image of somebody maybe holding a pole and desperately trying to stay on the line. Anyway, I love it. I wish I'd written it. It was by REM, and the song is Day Sleeper.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. I see today with the newsprint gray, my night is colored. Glories.
can even say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine lights, it's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray. My night is colored.
REM and Day Sleeper, you will forever be in our hearts. Right, so I was absolutely marvelling over that Gravenhurst tune, Trust, being 2 years old. I've since realised that it's actually 3 years old. I can't believe it. And this one is 2 years old. You know what's happening here, don't you? We're getting towards the end of the year and I'm worrying about death. I'm worried about the passage of time accelerating on me. Oh my goodness. My tour manager Tom Piper has a theory on this. The older you get, the smaller a percentage of your life a year becomes. That's his theory. So when you're three, a year is a third of your life and therefore a long time. By the time you're 37, it's a 37th of your life and therefore goes past pretty quickly. Anyway, let's not worry about it too much. But this song is 2 years old and that makes me, yeah, return to my previous mood of bewildered and a little depressed. She Comes in Dreams by Great Lake Swimmers. It's Ace.
Thank you.
Great Lake Swimmers and She Comes in Dreams. Glorious, timeless, two-year-old music. And you know, glorious, timeless, two-year-old music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our Victim, composed in 1916 by Gustav Holst, was one of the best loved pieces of classical music ever written. An expression of pure joy and wide-eyed wonder, it was universally embraced as a true English anthem, making it a high-value target for the audio assassins. First to take aim was Manfred Mann's Earth Band, whose progtastic keyboard meanderings were so nauseatingly disorientating that it only escaped by sabotaging the lighting rig, leaving them temporarily blinded by the light. Next to strike was yodeling yoga queen Mohini Chatlani, whose new age vocal noodling was more painful than being stuck in a double lotus. Thankfully it survived, but was left with a permanent limp and an irrational fear of purple lycra. Then, in a three tenor style hijack, the International Rugby Board made repeated attempts on its life, aided and abetted by everyone from the operatic Dame Kiritikanawa to the poperatic Ridian Roberts. It only survived by covering itself in mud and hiding in a scrum. But when former Yes keyboard player turned torturer Rick Wakeman gathered a motley band of ex-prog men and a grisly array of electronic instruments, attached the electrodes and prepared to fry this former classic beauty, it was murder. Isn't that amazing?
Thank you.
I think that's one of my favourites ever. That was, mercifully, however, eventually a Holst and Jupiter the Bringer of Jollity. That previous attempt, that's just amazing. That's amazing. More Moida next week.
Six Music. Mark Riley.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song, sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's De Rosa.
Deer Track.
Live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed the session, as I knew I would. Very, very much indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The better
and the anti-better.
So when I was listening to the Bowie track that I played at the beginning of the show, The Buddha of Suburbia, and I'm reading through some of the emails concerning it, somebody pointed out there was a little nod to Space Oddity at the end of the tune. And that put me in mind of this song by Doves. It's called Sea Song, and I can't tell you how much happiness it's brought me down the years. I absolutely love it. And have a little listen for the riff from Midnight Cowboy coming through there in the middle of the song. Anyway, it's beautiful, it's epic. Turn it up if you can, turn it up if you can't. It's Doves and it's Sea Song. marvellous, isn't it? Doves, and from their first album, Lost Souls, that sea song. Madame, and Fall on Your Knees. This was, I remember talking to her about this. She's an absolutely lovely girl, and I'm not aware she's done any releases this year, but that might be my ignorance rather than her laziness. I will do my research before I play her next. Anyway, this song just really grabbed me. I love the simple delivery, and I love some quite dark images in the middle of it, but ultimately full of affection and love. This is Fall on Your Knees by Madame.
Fall on your knees. Just you be still.
Madame and Fall on Your Knees from the EP of the same name. Our featured artists this week are Verve. This song from A Northern Soul, I think, after all this time loving the record, I think this is my favourite tune that they've ever done. It's called So It Goes, and I promise you that I talk about what Cy Jones told me about this song when I met him some years ago. We were both working with Ben Hillier on Kathy Davies' album, on her first album, in fact, and I'm happy to say that Kathy's gone from strength to strength and is still doing very well, particularly in Ireland, where she's from. But Cy played bass and I did some backing vocals and some bits of arrangement on that album. And I got talking to Cy about his Verve days, very forthcoming with the stories. And astonished to find out that of all the albums, and he stressed that the band loved all the records they've made together, but this was the one they valued the least. And this is something really interesting to me. Occasionally, I go back to an Elbow song that didn't make it onto an album. Maybe it became a B-side or we used it for something else. As well as the music you write for your album, especially in the old days when every format had its own B-side, you used to end up writing as many songs again that were released outside of the album format. And occasionally I come across a B-side and think, why didn't that make it on the album? And nearly always, if I'm confused about why such a good song didn't come out on a record and be made a fuss of, it's because they were written quickly. I think there's a temptation, especially if, like it is with Elbow, if you spend a long time over your music, something you write quickly can be just as good as something that takes you months to write, but you don't value it as much because you haven't sweat for it, if you like. You haven't poured over it. So this record, A Northern Soul, was made very, very quickly when the Verve were recovering from a tour. So there's a lot of it, a lot of it is very spontaneous and raw and edgy, which is bizarrely what I love about the record. But Si says the band value it less than they value the other records because it was made so quickly and because it was made in an atmosphere of just having come off the road. It doesn't suffer for it. And again, particularly the guitar work on this tune makes it one of the best pieces of music I've ever heard. Full of yearning, full of angst, full of soul. Here are the Verve from A Northern Soul. This is So It Goes.
Life. Road.
exquisite and timeless. And was it that one? Did I hear it then? At the end of one of those songs on the album, you hear someone say, "Nice one." Which is, I'm glad they left it in. But yeah, what a great song. I absolutely love it. I'd love to work with Nick McCabe one day. If I ever get the time. This little thing was a song for Guy recommendation some time ago, and I just think it's very, very sweet. This is Hilly featuring Lee Hazelwood, and this tune's called At the Top of the World.
At the top of the world, there's an island, a place where the sun never shines. But the people don't care because the snow over there is so bright, they nearly go blind. They live at the foot of a mountain where the flowers last hardly a day. But they live off the land and lend each other a hand on this island where night is their day. They have punished me, if I dare tell you. And if I asked them, they'd say they don't know. But what keeps them healthy, even though they're not wealthy, on this magical island is snow. As they fall, look like candy. The children rush out when it snows for a treat. Then they open their mouths and gulp down the flakes, because nothing on earth tastes so sweet. But then one dark day, smoke blew in their way and the temperatures got higher. On the horizon they saw fire, and the waters did rise, and the snow started melting away. And the people weren't tearful, or fearful, or scared, because the secret was out there. At last, the secret was shared. They watched as the ice turned to water and streamed down into the sea and lit up the ocean and crept in slow motion toward a world they never did see. And people in lands around the planet were in shock as the light came to shore and lit up the beaches. Even their teachers couldn't say what the bright light was for. It flowed upstream through the mountains, burst out through their fountains, breaking all life's natural laws, till it lit up the planet. And all who lived on it were touched by this magical force, and they looked all around at the sky and at the ground, and they realized the damage they'd done. As they started to cry, their tears filled the sky, and the black storm clouds gathered above. And then the heavens opened, and the rains came to show them that their world needs a little more love. At the top of the world, there's an island, a place where the sun never shines. But the people don't care, because the snow over there is so bright, the sun's in their mind.
Hilly featuring Lee Hazelwood and At the Top of the World.
Music. So my show's now 2 years old.
Lauren Laverne.
And although it's a landmark, we're really going to be much like any other two-year-old. Noisy, unpredictable, quite hard to reason with occasional tantrums, although I do try and keep those off mic.
Weekday mornings from 10.
We've had our friends coming in to celebrate with us. Hooray for Earth, Charlie Brooker, Roots Maneuver, Brett Anderson, Pipa Fides and M83. You can listen to all the live sessions and interviews right now at the Six Music website.
Lauren Laverne. Weekday mornings from 10.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Last week I played a song called At the Top of the World, which is what led me to that one when I was searching around in my computer. I played a song called At the Top of the World by My Brightest Diamond. Someone who shares a lot of the same values, I think, in terms of a singing style and a lyrical content, is Blue Roses. This is called Doubtful Comforts, and it's just exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Roses and Doubtful Comforts. And as I say, I came across the Lee Hazlewood track I played before that through putting the word world into my computer. So many good songs come up if you Google the word world. I think it's because if you've got a great piece of music and you're really proud of it, maybe you broaden and tackle a bigger subject. And writing lyrics about the world is a pretty brave thing to do. Here's perhaps the most famous song about the world, with a beautiful little intro that Peter Hardy found in the BBC archive from the man who made it famous. Here is Wonderful World with an introduction from Uncle Satchmo himself.
There's a zillion people dug that tune the way I did it when I felt it, because it's so much in Wonderful World that brings me back to my neighborhood where I live in Corona, New York. Of course, Long Island, everybody know where that is. And Lucille and I, ever since we married, we've been right there in that block. And everybody keeps their little homes up like we do. And it's just like one big family. I saw three generations come up in that block. And they're all with their children, grandchildren. They come back to see Uncle Satchmo and Aunt Lucille. So that's why I can say, I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I can look at all them kids' faces, and I got pictures of them when they was 5, 6, and 7 years old. So when they handed me this Wonderful World, I didn't look no further, that was it, and the music with it. So you can see from the expression that people dug it, that's really, it is a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they learn much more than I never knew. To myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'm in full agreement. Louis Armstrong and Wonderful World, as if you didn't know. Well, I hope we've got time. This is the Ink Spots, and someone's rocking my dreamboat. And this is one of my default songs, as I revealed some years ago. In fact, let's dig this subject up again, because it was really good fun. A default song is a song that you find yourself singing when you have nothing else in your head. This is one of mine. Don't ask me why. Here's the Ink Spots, and someone's rocking my dreamboat. Do email in with your default songs.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew,
but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Well, that's it for another week. I have really enjoyed playing these tunes, as always. I'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, take care of yourself. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and Ian and Boz and everyone who helps me put the show together in Manchester. Thanks to the wonderful Beckopedia for her input, as always. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.
Spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight.
Six Music. From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Once again, crossing time, space and genres with a selection of sounds designed to help you kick back and relax for the next 60 minutes. So you'll be hearing from the likes of Scientist, Johnny Jones and the King Casuals, Madness, Rosie Plain, James and Bobby Purify, A.A. Bondi and Billie Holiday, amongst others. But to ease you in, here's Robert Koch with a cut from Death Star Droid. People are strange.